So this would be the Dwarf Trees vignette 3, 2, 1. Homeowners who want shade don't want a huge tree that shades an entire garden. Hi, Mark Drysdale. Suggestions when I return. 3, 2, 1. Dwarf trees actually come in various sizes and shapes. Perhaps the best known are crabapples. But of late, crabapples seem to have fallen in disfavor mainly due to their dropping of the apples themselves in autumn. In some areas of larger cities, parks departments have actually been asked to remove mature but healthy crabapple trees because of the mess made by the fallen little apples. One alternative is to plant flowering cherries. These flower at least as nicely as the crabapples, but they don't bear any fruit. There are many other alternatives. The ivory silk tree lilac is a wonderful small tree with creamy white flowers in early summer and few, if any, problems, and nothing that can't be dealt with. Globe-headed and weeping trees, for example, globe maple or weeping mulberry, will never grow any taller than the round head grows wide or the pendulous branches grow out from the trunk. Be sure the stem or trunk height is what you want, as it'll never increase. For something unusual, check the angelica tree with exotic branching and foliage. The smallest of the dwarf trees are what are referred to as standards. These are literally shrubs, such as lilacs, grafted on standards of varying heights. The stem will also stay the same height on these. The only growth will be the shrub's branches at the top. These all have the advantage of a nice presentation of flowers, too, by the way. Hardy types like the weeping pea shrub make ideal centerpiece plants for deck or balcony containers, and they'll overwinter without protection. I'm Art Drysdale.